Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. In this episode, we're going to journey back to old Japan for a careful, yet fun, reminder about letting things pile up. Fittingly, I've titled this episode, Don't Let Little Things Become Big Things. If there's one thing we're all guilty of, it's procrastination. I'll do it later. Not right now. I'll get to it tomorrow. And we delay doing whatever it is we probably should be getting done. And you know the crazy part? Most of the time, these aren't big things. It's little things. Nagging things. But here's the crazier part. When we let those little things sit and sit and sit, the next time we look at what needs to be done, it's huge. Suddenly, that one little thing has turned into one big thing. That one shirt is now six or seven. That one dish is a pile of them. That one task at work is now a dozen that all need to get done yesterday. You get the picture. In fact, what's kind of amazing is that even something that's really big is nothing more than a lot of little things. And if we take care of the little things as they come up, or start attacking that big thing as a bunch of little things, it all becomes manageable. Sometimes, even easy. But that big thing? Man, it can be almost impossible. One of the best stories I've run across is this little gem from Japan, first translated into English at the turn of the 20th century. It's a tale that the very young can listen to and enjoy, while even the older folks can still profit from its wisdom. It's called Ching Ching Kobakama. Once there was a little girl who was very pretty, but also very lazy. Her parents were rich and had a great many servants, and these servants were very fond of the little girl and did everything for her which she ought to have been able to do for herself. Perhaps this was what made her so lazy. When she grew up into a beautiful woman, she still remained lazy. But as the servants always dressed and undressed her and arranged her hair, she looked very charming, and nobody thought about her faults. At last, she was married to a brave warrior and went away with him to live in another house where there were but few servants. She was sorry not to have as many servants as she had had at home, because she was obliged to do several things for herself which other folks had always done for her. It was such trouble to her to dress herself and take care of her own clothes and keep herself looking neat and pretty to please her husband. But as he was a warrior, and often had to be far away from home with the army, she could sometimes be just as lazy as she wished. Her husband's parents were very old and good-natured, and never scolded her. Well, one night while her husband was away with the army, she was awakened by queer little noises in her room. By the light of a big paper lantern, she could see very well, and she saw strange things. What? Hundreds of little men dressed just like Japanese warriors, but only about 1 inch high, were dancing all around her pillow. They wore the same kind of dress her husband wore on holidays, and their hair was tied up in knots, and each wore two tiny swords. They all looked at her as they danced and laughed, and they all sang the same song, over and over again. Ching ching koba kama yomo fuke soto. Oshizumare hime gimi ya ton ton. Which meant, We are the Ching Ching Koba Kama. The hour is late. Sleep, honorable noble darling. The words seemed very polite, but she soon saw that the little men were only making cruel fun of her. They also made ugly faces at her. She tried to catch some of them, but they jumped about so quickly that she could not. Then she tried to drive them away, but they would not go, and they never stopped singing Ching Ching Koba Kama and laughing at her. Then she knew they were little fairies, and became so frightened that she could not even cry out. They danced around her until morning, then they all vanished suddenly. She was ashamed to tell anybody what had happened, because, as she was the wife of a warrior, she did not wish anybody to know how frightened she had been. Next night, again the little men came and danced, and they came also the night after that, and every night, always at the same hour, which the old Japanese used to call the hour of the ox. That is, about 2 o'clock in the morning by our time. At last she became very sick through want of sleep and through fright, but the little men would not leave her alone. When her husband came back home, he was very sorry to find her sick in bed. At first she was afraid to tell him what had made her ill, for fear that he would laugh at her. But he was so kind and coaxed her so gently that after a while she told him what happened every night. He did not laugh at her, but looked very serious for a time. Then he asked, "At what time do they come?" She answered, "Always at the same hour, the hour of the ox." "Very well," said her husband. "Tonight I shall hide and watch for them. Do not be frightened." So that night the warrior hid himself in a closet in the sleeping room and kept watch through a chink between the sliding doors. He waited and watched until the hour of the ox. Then, all at once, the little men came up through the mats and began their dance and their song, "Ching Ching Koba Kama Yomo Fuke Soto." They looked so queer and danced in such a funny way that the warrior could scarcely keep from laughing. But he saw his young wife's frightened face, and then remembering that nearly all Japanese ghosts and goblins are afraid of a sword, he drew his blade and rushed out of the closet and struck at the little dancers. Immediately, they all turned into, what do you think? Toothpicks. There were no more little warriors, only a lot of old toothpicks scattered over the mats. The young wife had been too lazy to put her toothpicks away properly, and every day, after having used the new toothpick, she would stick it down between the mats on the floor to get rid of it. So the little fairies who take care of the floor mats became angry with her and tormented her. Her husband scolded her, and she was so ashamed that she did not know what to do. A servant was called and the toothpicks were taken away and burned. After that, the little men never came back again. The most obvious message of this story is cleanliness. Obviously, if the young woman had just thrown away the toothpicks, nothing would have happened. But if we take just a peek below the surface of the story, we find the real lesson here. And that lesson is that the accumulation of little things turns into a big thing. The young woman's problem was not the first or even the second toothpick, but the entire buildup of toothpicks, which is the same for all of us. That pile of laundry didn't start that high. Those tasks at work didn't all show up at once. It was the inaction on the first little things that created the big thing. The problem is not actually the problem we see once it gets huge. It's the tiny problems we neglected to deal with when they were small. And we carry this over into just about everything in life. Whether we're solving a problem or even learning a new skill, dealing with it all at once is often overwhelming. But addressing the issue one small piece at a time, either when it first shows up or as we start to deal with it, not only makes it manageable, it makes it doable. So the takeaway from this story is clear. Small actions or inactions accumulate over time and become significant. By addressing issues early and tackling tasks bit by bit, we can prevent problems from becoming overwhelming. Remember, it's the small steps that lead to big changes. Take pride in managing the little things daily, and you'll find life's bigger challenges much more manageable. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tales for Life. Keep focusing on the small steps and see how they transform your journey. We'll see you next time.